This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The truth needs to come out. And the government holds the truth. The cases that are sealed hold the truth. Jeffrey Epstein's estate holds the truth. The FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA holds the truth.
Okay, so that was Marjorie Taylor Greene from a news conference that happened yesterday. And then, you know, the president kind of weighed in on some of this yesterday as well, saying this.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax.
So the Democrat hoax, but then I think, you know, this is where Trump is open to interpretation. I don't believe he's saying that what Jeffrey Epstein is accused of doing and some of the things that have come to light are a hoax. I think he's saying that the connection that people are trying to make with him doing more salacious things is a hoax. I'm guessing here on that, but that comment got a lot of attention. Now, on the Epstein files itself, I've admitted that this is not a story that just grabs me. And I don't want to be insensitive to actual sexual abuse, but it's amazing the politics of all this and how it's come together. There's an independent journalist by the name of Michael Tracy who's with me tonight, who was thrown out of the press conference yesterday on Capitol Hill. So I wanted to hear his perspective. Michael, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, it's good to be with you.
So what is your involvement in this? I don't think I was following you until yesterday. Somebody else had retweeted some of your stuff, and I was kind of paying attention to what was going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tom Massey, and you were trying to ask some questions, and I even heard one of the sound bites that you posted from someone who was just there witnessing what happened, and that person thought that you were treated unfairly. So what went down yesterday, and what's your whole perspective on this right now?
Yeah, so yesterday there was this big press conference that was held outside the Capitol, in front of the Capitol. It was called by Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, and also Congressman Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky. And it featured this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, who represented a number of purported Epstein victims, including Virginia Roberts Gouffre, who's now deceased as of April, we're told, but she was represented by this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, for many years, and it was Virginia Roberts Gouffre who really introduced what we would now come to know as like the popular conception of what it is that Epstein did in the most kind of maximalist version, right? Mm-hmm. When people suspect that Jeffrey Epstein was running a massive child sex trafficking ring that was enforced by blackmail or something like this, that notion originates with Virginia Giuffre, and actually a motion that was filed on her behalf by Bradley Edwards, the very lawyer who was presiding essentially over this press conference yesterday. And so I was there because I was invited by Ro Khanna's staff to take part in the press conference. I've been very immersed in the Epstein issue, particularly since early July, but intermittently, probably for the preceding 10 years prior to that. I just think that the public understanding of what this case consists of is just horribly wrong in so many cases. And it's a product of very lazy journalism, kind of reflexive partisan cynicism. You know, I was in terms of your introduction, as far as President Trump goes, he has often said that he believes this to be a hoax of some kind, or he'll say, you know, BS. And your interpretation was that maybe he's referring to how the Democrats have tried to weaponize this or appropriate it. I think that might be true on some level, but I also think that, you know, Donald Trump did have a personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
No
he had
doubt.
Knowledge of Epstein. And so I think he is probably a little bit more skeptical of some of the outlandish claims that are made around Epstein, because it just doesn't jive with his experience either with Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, who he also knew socially. So I think, you know, if you'll notice, Donald Trump doesn't often, like, whenever he's asked about Epstein, he's very aggressively dismissive. He doesn't say, oh, we must honor the victims, or he doesn't, like, make these standard politician-style homages to the purported victims. Instead, he's just, like, very aggressively dismissive. And I think that kind of speaks to what his understanding is of the substance of this issue, is that it actually kind of aligns somewhat with mine, which is that there's been so many rampant exaggerations, and there's so much fiction, and there's so much hysteria, that people people allow themselves to get totally divorced from the facts. So I showed up to this press conference, right? I wanted to ask this lawyer, Bradley Edwards, about Virginia Roberts Giuffre, very central, almost the central accuser in this whole mess, who introduces these child sex trafficking and blackmail allegations over a decade ago, and it just gains steam as the years go by because she was proven to be a chronic fabricator. People might get offended if they hear that. They might not believe it. It's like beyond dispute in the public record. She chronically fabricated claims against people like Alan Dershowitz. She had to recant her claims against Alan Dershowitz. I can give a million other examples of her confabulations or fabulism, whatever synonym you want to use. So I wanted to put that to Bradley Edwards and get him to address it, because throughout this press conference yesterday, they were parading out victim, quote unquote, after victim, quote unquote. And they were all like venerating Virginia Roberts Giuffre as though she was this martyred truth teller, right, who had an unblemished record of credibility or something.
And that's not the case.
It couldn't be the more opposite of the case. And what happened was, you know, these people running this press conference had zero expectation that they were going to even ask a mildly critical question by anyone, because everybody's petrified to challenge any of the premises here. I mean, it's supposed to be a public press conference. Like I was invited as a member of the press. You're supposed to ask critical questions.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So go figure.
That. That's shocking behavior, right? And so Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm sorry to say, I never had a particular problem with her. Like, I had maybe some political disagreements here and there, but now a bridge has been crossed, okay? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene basically tried to whip up, and don't take my word for it. Please watch the video.
Yep.
You can listen to the audio.
I did.
She tried to whip up a mob against me, and she was calling out to the Capitol Police to expel me from the press conference because she didn't like the content of my question. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I've been saying this all day because people have been asking about it, if she happens to be listening to this show, Congresswoman, you crossed the line because you tried to get me arrested because you objected to the contents of a question I asked at a public press conference I was invited to by the organizers. So
yeah, that's ridiculous.
You have a problem on your hands
yeah.
because I'm not going to stand for that.
Right. So the problem is, in this situation, this is where it gets difficult for me, because you have two of the people in Congress that were at that event yesterday who are two of the biggest nut jobs in all of Congress. And I don't disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene on everything, but she's a little kooky. And Tom Massey is even kookier than that. Now, you had a chance, though, to talk with Tom Massey after all this. Is that true?
I did, yeah. And, it's a little bit unfortunate for me because I don't consider Thomas Massey really to be a kook. Actually, Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey I know personally, somewhat. I'm not, best friends or anything. But I've known them. I've corresponded with them. I've always found them to be among the more rational, let's say, members of Congress. One Democrat, one Republican. They're both willing to somewhat buck party consensus on certain issues. I think Thomas Massey is one of the very few Republicans who's not totally subservient to Trump. Trump has vowed to primary him. Ro Khanna, a little bit more independent-minded. Most Democrats live in their annoying little bubbles, but Ro Khanna...
He's the Democrat who goes on Fox on a regular basis,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, he'll go on, more right-wing podcasts and stuff like that. So I have some degree of respect for them, at least more so than I would for the average member of Congress, but now I find it to be unfortunate because they've chosen to align themselves with who I consider to be an extortionist lawyer, meaning Bradley Edwards, who's been a purveyor of all these ridiculous falsehoods as in his representation of Virginia Roberts Giuffre. They've been central players in fomenting what I consider to be a mass hysteria, and they really just don't seem to know a whole lot about the underlying facts or evidence. So, I did talk to Thomas Massey afterwards, and he basically said something to the effect of he's convinced that there must be hundreds of victims.
Mm-hmm.
And he was annoyed at me already at this point. He said I was very rude. So I don't know. I guess he was tacitly endorsing my being ejected, although he didn't say that outright. Anyway, it was he wasn't a fan of me by this point, even though I've had very friendly relations with him in the past, even praised him on a few things here and there, where we align. But he was saying that, so after I was ejected, I was able to mill around the perimeter. And then once the event was over, Thomas Massey was just kind of hanging out talking to some stragglers or journalists. So I got to talk to him a little bit. And he says something to the effect of, I'm convinced that there are hundreds of victims. I can't tell you really who or what happened to who, but I'm convinced of this, he says, essentially. And I did a Substack post on this today if people want to read it. mtracy.net.
And I read it. I actually read it. So, and I want to get to that because I want to speed through this a little bit, because when you wrote about this, you wrote about one of the victims, and you put it in quotes, right? Someone named Annie Farmer. So talk about her a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So Annie Farmer was one of these, purported victims that Thomas Massey is sure must exist, right, and must be honored or respected, and they even call them survivors or whatever, right? So Annie Farmer she was one of the people who addressed this, spoke at this press conference yesterday, and she's a significant figure, actually, because she was one of the four alleged victims that the government called to testify against Ghislaine Maxwell in 2021 at her criminal trial. So of this universe of supposedly over 1,000 victims the government claims, or the DOJ and FBI claimed in their memo they put out in early July of this year, they claim there's over 1,000 victims, right? They could only manage to find four to testify at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And then two of the four that they managed to find, including Annie Farmer, the judge had to instruct the jurors they were not to regard anything that Annie Farmer alleged occurred to her as illegal sexual activity, right? So according to judicial edict in this trial, Annie Farmer was not a victim of any illegal sexual activity, right? And yet she's just her job title now is survivor. She goes on CNN, MSNBC, wherever, and they call her Epstein survivor. She spoke at this rally. She was calling for justice, et cetera. And people don't never mention that, Annie Farmer, other people who spoke at this rally press conference, they've received millions of dollars through these very generous and lax in terms of their standards for adjudicating claims settlement funds.
By the way, you're talking about there's one of them that's got $3.2 million. We're talking about one
yeah,
of the...
So the right. So two of the four victims, alleged victims anyway, who testified at the Maxwell trial, were dismissed as the by the judge in terms of whether or not the jury could consider them to have been subjected to illegal sexual activity. One was Annie Farmer. Another one was this woman, Anoushka DiGiorgio, who is a British socialite. I forget what her exact ethnicity is, but it was also declared that she was not subjected to any illegal sexual activity. And they both spoke at this press conference yesterday. And yes, Anoushka DiGiorgio received millions of dollars from, over $3 million, as you mentioned, from just one settlement fund. You got to remember, when they testified at the trial and they were made to disclose by the defense counsel how much money they received from this program called the Epstein Victims Compensation Program, which was drawn for Epstein's estate once he died in August of 2019, they had to disclose how much money they got from that based on like the cross-examination of the defense counsel. But later on, post-2021, even more settlement money became available from J.P. Morgan, hundreds of millions, Deutsche Bank. And so these women are almost certainly multi millionaires, and yet the general public is instructed to see them as these like downtrodden victims, right? Who are all supposed to have this eternal empathy for, even though they didn't face any illegal sexual activity, and they're multi millionaires.
Like, here's what's interesting to me.
I
love the conversation, Michael, and I'm so glad you came on here, and I appreciate your work. Unfortunately, I'm out of time, but this is so fascinating because it really is, and I think you probably realize that it's a microcosm of a lot of the failures of journalism. And what you're trying to do is be very detailed with the truth. I would highly recommend the Substack piece. You have even some pictures and some video elements in there that kind of show the inconsistencies in some of these stories. So I don't know where all of this is taking us, but I do know that you're actually doing some work on it, and it seems like you know what you're doing, and I appreciated the post yesterday. That's why I wanted to get you on. And I'm guessing this is not going away because you have voices on Capitol Hill that wanted to continue, so we might have you back at some point. But Michael Tracy, follow him on the X, formerly Twitter. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.